Translation: Please tell me whether the best of the Kurus, our brother-in-law, Vasudev, is doing well. He is very munificent. He is like a father to his sisters, and he is always pleasing to his wives. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Krishna's father, Vasudev, had 16 wives, and one of them, named Pauravi or Rohini, the mother of Baldev, was the sister of Vidura. Vasudev therefore was the husband of Vidura's sister, and thus they were brother-in-law. So this is the one relationship between like Vasudev and like Vidura, that they were brother-in-law. Next comes, Prabhupada says, Vasudev's sister Kunti was the wife of Pandu, Vidura's elder brother. And in that sense also, Vasudev was brother-in-law to the Vidura. So there were two relations, like in a sense, two ways they are brother-in-law. Kunti was younger than Vasudev, and it was the duty of the elder brother to treat younger sisters as daughters. Whenever anything was needed by Kunti, it was munificently delivered by Vasudev due to his great love for his younger sister. Vasudev never dissatisfied his wives, and at the same time, he supplied the objects desired by his sister. He had special attention for Kunti because she became widow at an early age. While inquiring about Vasudev's welfare, Vidur remembered all about him and the family relationship. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Agyanam Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasme Shri Guruve Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Parishtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshtarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shiva Sadhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So seeking the blessings of the senior Vaishnavas here, like all the Vaishnavas and especially Prabhuji, Yadupar Prabhu, to speak something meaningful on these words. So this is the chapter, Canto 3, Chapter 1, Questions by Vidura. So, in the previous verse, 26th verse, Vidura is asking Uddhav about Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay, how Krishna and Balaram are doing? Because Vidura met Uddhav, and so he's asking, okay, how they are doing? Like, okay. So, there are lots of questions. Like, and then from 27 number verse till 40 number verse, there will be like multiple questions asking, how is this devotee doing? Oh, how is that devotee doing? Oh, how are Kurus? Oh, how is Rohini? Oh, how is like Vasudev doing? So there will be many, many questions about different devotees. So this is the ecstasy between when the devotees meet. They ask about the other devotees' welfare, about how Krishna is doing, how this devotee is doing, that devotee is doing. And from a very human platform also, if we just read this verse is like, I mean, it's a very natural thing which a person would ask another person. Because of the relationship, Vidur and Uddhava are like brother-in-law. Vidur and Vasudev are brother-in-law, as stated in the verse and the purport by Prabhupada. So now Vidur has left his place. He is traveling alone, not being seen by anyone. When Duryodhan just like some misunderstanding happened with Duryodhan, and then he left. Now he is traveling, and his one other thing is that he is not seen by others. He just want to focus more upon Krishna at this point of his life, and so is naturally he is aloof from the latest news, what is happening on in the whether in the Kuru dynasty or whether in the Yadu dynasty. And at that time we didn't have this WhatsApp also, so that we don't have the latest news coming or something like okay, this is the latest news, this has happened. like maybe a new child is born and the Avatsav is sent to the Vidura and he's in the pilgrimage. So that was not the case. So naturally, when he met Uddhav, so he's asking this question. That how is this devotee doing? How is that devotee doing? And he, when he's asking Vasudev, the relationship is that they were brother-in-law. So now Vidura's sister Rohini married Vasudev. So naturally, what would be the question? Like, okay, is Vasudev taking good care of my sister or no? Naturally, this will be the relevant question, because they are brother-in-law. And but if he is asking about, okay, is the Vasudev taking good care of my sister, so then the question will come, then Vasudev also has his own sisters, so what about them? So just to balance this question, balance this thing, he is saying that he is like a father to his sister and he is always pleasing to his wives, because the relationship is two way. Generally, what happens in a normal course, like if a man marries, like in the sense, like so then mother and sisters become a bit of insecure, because now he has married, now he will not take care of us, or now he will not give us attention. So that's natural. Like, and then sometimes like wife also feels insecure, or like in the sense she may also feel that, okay, now our husband is not balancing the relationship between, he's always with his mother and sister. So this can be the thing. But Vasudev has a Vasudev is being glorified here as a Shauri. Shauri means that he was really chivalrous and he was munificent. So he had a capacity to satisfy both his sisters, and at the same time he was pleasing to his wives. Therefore it is said he is like a father to his sisters and he is always pleasing to his wife. Prabhupada writes in the purport, Vasudev never dissatisfied his wives, and at the same time he supplied the objects desired by his sister. So that was the specific, like, what do you say, qualification, that he could make justice to all the relationships like there. So in a very natural way, this can be the way we can understand this shloka. So this is one part of this shloka and the purport. However, if we go further deep, then we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, or in Bhagavatam also, like whenever devotees meet, they talk about other devotees. They talk about, like, they ask about how Krishna is there. When the Lord is meeting devotees, and when the devotees are meeting devotees, they are talking about how his other devotees doing. So when in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the Puri, Jagannath Puri, so whenever the devotees will come from Navdeep, so they will always, he will always talk, okay, like, how is Mother Sachi doing there? How is like Raga Pandit doing there? How is this devotee doing there? How is that devotee doing them? And Nityanand Prabhu and many other who will travel, so they will be telling that, okay, this devotee is doing this like this, this devotee is doing like that. Okay, this is the situation there like that. And there are always like conversations, there are so many dialogues like asking about devotees' welfare. So what do we learn from this? Any thoughts like? Yeah, friendship, yeah, and we like appreciation of each other, yeah. So friendship, appreciation for each other, any other, thank you Prabhu, any other thing? Yeah, yeah, we must know these devotees, we must reach out these devotees, yeah. So, like when I was also contemplating, thank you, like it is like one thing is that the Lord is the leader of the devotees. Like it's being said like many times that Krishna is being termed, one name of Krishna is Satvatampati. Krishna is the leader of devotees. And as a leader of devotee, Krishna cares for each and every devotee. And he has the capacity to care for each and every devotee. So when we are really having friendship with the devotees, when we are really, so it's like a mutual way of caring for devotees. And this is like a very natural way in which devotee care is embedded in any spiritual society of devotees. Because Krishna is himself personal, our philosophy is personal, we are personless, our Lord is person, devotees are person, and everybody is individual, and everybody has individuals, everybody has his own, like, in the sense, like, uniqueness with which they satisfy Krishna. And Krishna is the protector of devotees, Krishna is the leader of devotees. He loves to take care of his devotees, he loves to reciprocate with devotees. And the same way, when the devotees do this, and then it's like natural, like loving relationship and care being embedded in that. Let's now take Shukdev Goswami example. Shukdev Goswami, when he was in the womb, he was not coming out of the womb. He said, I won't come out. Vyasadeva is calling, come out of the womb. He said, no, I won't come out. Why? Because like Maya is very, Vishnu Maya is very strong. As soon as I will come out, you will say, mother will say me, my little boy, you will say my little boy, and that way like Vishnu Maya will capture me. And then when I will grow old, maybe you will try to marry me or do this thing, and that way I will be captured. So then Vyasadeva had to finally approach Krishna to convince him that, okay, like, come out. So Vyasadeva, first of all, convincing him that I am literary incarnation, I am convincing you, Vishnu Maya won't capture. So he said, you may be literary incarnation, but you are in a grasta ashram. So I won't be convinced by you. Because it's being said, okay, let's call Krishna. Okay, calling Krishna. And then Krishna came, and the Krishna assured that Vishnu Maya won't touch you. And then same like Shukdev Goswami, when he came out of the womb, he didn't look left, he didn't look right, he didn't look at his parents, he didn't look at his mother, anyone, father. He just went straight away to the forest. And then the pranam mantra comes of Shukdev Goswami. Yam pravajantam anupetam petam kritya dvipayano virahkatar ajuhava putteti tanmeta tarvo bhinedu tam sarvabhutide muni manatasmi. That means his father is crying, my dear child, my dear child, my dear child, come back, come back, come back. But then he is not hearing. He is like, the words are not coming in his ears. Only the trees are echoing back this sound. My dear child, my dear child, my dear child. And then he went to the forest. Oh, Vyasadeva was like, father is always the father. Vyasadeva was intelligent. So he just like sent a group of boys and gave him that Bhagavatam and told him that you go in the village, in the forest, where the Shukdev is there, and then you recite these verses of Bhagavatam. So then these boys went and then they started reciting the verses of Bhagavatam in the forest. And when Shukdev Goswami heard this verse of Bhagavatam, and then he became so attracted that he came, started following those boys. Where are these boys going? Where are these boys going? And then finally he approached, he said, oh, they are going to my home. This was the place which I left. They were calling me and they are going to my home. And then he came to his father and said that, I want to learn more about these verses. So Vyasadeva said, for that you will have to read Bhagavatam. You will have to understand Bhagavatam. So that same Shukdev Goswami, who left his home, and without caring for the father and mother, he became now with his own need to learn and relish Srimad Bhagavatam. So, and then it's like a very beautiful verse comes like, Atma Ramastha Munyo Nirgandhapi Urukrame Kurbanti Ahetu Ki Bhakti Mitham Uta Guno Hari. That even those sages who are absorbed in the monism and like impersonalism, they also take to the Ahetu Ki Bhakti of Krishna because it is so pleasing to the heart. And then it comes like, okay, Harer Gurnak Shipta Matir Bhagwan Bad Raini. So what happened, when as soon as Shukdev Goswami heard about the beautiful qualities of Krishna, his whole intelligence was like as if it is being conquered by a ghost. And this ghost is known as like Harer Gun Akshipta Mati, as if the qualities of Krishna are like a ghost which has conquered the intelligence of Shukdev Goswami, which was absorbed in the monism. And now, as a person is ghostly haunted, so he just speaks about like that thing only. So now he has become so intoxicated in a positive sense in the qualities of Krishna that now he just speaks only about Krishna. So that was how Sukadeva Goswami's intelligence was purified by Srimad Bhagavatam, by the mercy of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva and Krishna. And then it says that usually this monism and this impersonalist and personalist, they have like their own school of thought. And they are always like, sometimes like quarreling amongst themselves also. Like impersonalists say that, okay, that their philosophy is supreme, and personalists say that their philosophy is supreme. But so therefore, earlier Sukadeva Goswami was not dear to devotees when he was absorbed in monism. But as soon as he took the shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, and as soon as he took shelter of the beautiful qualities of Krishna, he became very dear to the Nityam Vishnu Janapriya. He became very dear to devotees. And devotees became very dear to Sukadeva Goswami. So that was the transformation of Sukadeva Goswami when he heard Bhagavatam. But the beginning was like, from there, like, okay, so that he was absorbed in monism in the sense. So Srimad Bhagavatam has the capacity to attract everyone from all sort of psychology, from all phases of life. Anybody can just get in touch with Srimad Bhagavatam, and it is very pleasing to the heart, and it is very attractive. Why? Because Krishna is all attractive. So Srimad Bhagavatam is all attractive. And same way, Srila Prabhupada, as an empowered Senapati Bhakta who came to this world to render Srimad Bhagavatam into English language, he had the capacity to attract everyone. He really had the capacity to attract everyone from every faces of the life into the shelter of the life, Krishna, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, and we see the pranam mantra of Srila Prabhupada, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Desh Tarine. Not only Paschat Desh, all over the world he delivered, and he delivered us people from the clutches of this impersonalism and monism, voidism philosophy, impersonalism philosophy. Now, what happens, naturally we come to this material world to enjoy. We come here to enjoy, and everybody wants to be controller. Everybody wants to enjoy. Whether one is in a man's body, whether one is in a woman's body, whether one is in whichever body, everybody wants to enjoy, control. That is our main disease. That's why we are here. Now, and the more we try to enjoy, the more we try to control, the more we become self-centered, the more there is like a void in the heart, or there is like a, which sears the heart. There is like a pain in the heart. Because this is not the really way to live life. But Srila Prabhupada Bhagavatam has the capacity to attract everyone from any phase of the life. So, naturally, as Sukadev was, Goswami was earlier monism, so when we come to the shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam or shelter of Krishna conscious philosophy, we have our own perceptions, preconceived notions, our own judgments, our own conclusions, and then we get in touch with this Srimad Bhagavatam, or when we get in touch with the devotees, or then we get in touch with this Krishna conscious philosophy, and we start hearing that. So, why I'm saying all this? Because there's a flow to this. When we get in touch with all these things, and we come with our own like background of like whatever karma we did, whatever karma phala we have, whatever judgments we have in our mental state, our psychophysical nature, then we read this. So then different devotees take different things from the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srimad Bhagavatam has a capacity to reciprocate with everyone. Now this verse is saying that how Vasudev was chivalrous and how he took care of his wife and sisters, and he just was pleasing to his wives, and he was father to his sisters. Now this is like this verse, okay. Now if somebody is coming from a background of like, okay, he had like a frustration with his like family life or something like that, or some difficulty in relationships, and let's say he just gets in touch with Srimad Bhagavatam, fifth canto, And then he gets in touch with the forest of material enjoyment. And then he hears from the devotees, or when he reads the Bhagavatam, that there's a merchant who goes to a forest, and in the forest, like, he just wants to earn money. And then, and then he starts making relationship in the forest. And then it comes like, okay, in the forest, there are sometimes jackals who cry in the night. So similarly, in the household life, there is like sometimes wife and children who just always cry. Their only business is to cry and only to suck the blood. So now if somebody is coming from the frustration of his family life, or he is not good at relationships or whatever, and then one reads, so Bhagavatam attracts him. Wow. Like, he feels validated. He feels validated. Okay, yeah, this family life is miserable, or this woman is Maya and everything. He may go like that, and then he comes to the shelter of Krishna and starts chanting Hare Krishna, and that way some process begins. Now someone may have like difficulty. Now some soul may be in the woman's body, and she may have difficulty with relating with the men. And then she reads Bhagavatam and says that, okay, men are like sense enjoyers, men are like this and like that. And then sometimes in Bhagavatam, men are compared to the dancing dogs. Men are like dancing dogs, and then so she takes shelter of Bhagavatam, and then she starts chanting Hare Krishna, and then she comes closer to Krishna. So how people of different psychology, different setups are taking to Bhagavatam. Now someone would want freedom in life, and then he sees, oh, this is very nice. Okay, ashram is there, Brahmacharya ashram is there, and there's no like cribbing and everything. Anyways, I don't have good relationship with my parents. I can just live here. I can get the free food, and I can chant Hare Krishna. So how Krishna is attracting people from all phases of the life? Krishna is attracting people from all phases of the life. So this can be there, and what can go further is that these devotees come from different setups, different mentalities, and then they are within the society of devotees. And naturally, when one is in society of devotees for 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, they become the senior devotee. But even if they do nothing, still they become senior devotee. Why? Because new devotees join in. So naturally, he becomes a senior devotee, and then he starts preaching. And when he starts preaching, so then he has his own preconceived notions, which are somehow validated by Srimad, which are somehow validated by the scriptures. So, and then when he started to preach, then he may have his own point of view, validated by the quotation of Srila Prabhupada and quotation of Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay, this is what I believe in my life, and just wait a minute, I have my Veda base. Tick, 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 tick. Srila Prabhupada said in this letter to this devotee this, and Srimad Bhagavatam says in this verse to this. So just because he has his or she has his own particular mindset, and then that is being validated by scriptures, and so then it can go on, and then we can have one faction, one like group. Okay, this is how Krishna consciousness is. We can explain Bhagavatam in this way. And then we have another group. No, this is how Krishna consciousness is. And we have a third group who can say, this can make the things really funny. And this sometimes happens also in the society of devotees and like that. And sometimes when I was a few years before, I was just sometimes wondering that it's like, that scriptures are like a kalpa vriksha. Whatever one wants, one can take from scriptures. So in that way, anybody can do whatever he wants to do, and then he can validate from the scriptures, or validate from the, any of the, and find any quote in some scriptures and like that. So this is the one thing. However, what Krishna says amongst the cheats, I am the greatest cheat. So if one comes, if one wants to cheat, he can go on cheating. If one wants to stay stuck up in his life, he or she can go on being stuck up. But if one is really sincere, and especially when one takes to the shelter of the process, then something wonderful starts happening. Because he or she is in the association of devotees, they read scriptures, they do this, follow the process. They are under the shelter of a powerful acharya, Srila Prabhupada, empowered acharya Senapati Bhakta, and then his own successors. So then, taking the shelter of a pure devotee, and then pure process starts cleansing the heart. And then natural humility starts coming in. And then with that humility, one takes shelter of the scriptures. Knowing that I don't know everything. I still have more things to learn. Just at least having this thing, I still have some more things to learn. It is not that I am now perfect in the sense. I am still work in progress. At least recognizing that with the genuine humility, when one starts reading the scriptures and when one starts associating with devotees, with the open-mindedness, then Srimad Bhagavatam reveals the jewels, starts revealing the jewels. And then one can start actually seeing that where he is stuck up or she is stuck up in his own preconceived notions, in his own judgments, and like that. So that is the magic of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then the real jewels start coming. So practically, to take shelter of scriptures, the first thing is that humility. Shri Radha Gokulanand ki, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki, is humility, authenticity, and ability to understand that I don't know, it's not that I know everything. I still have more things to learn. Accepting that fact. I still have more things to learn. I still have work to do. Inside work. Especially we are very fond of doing outside work, but I have more work to do inside. So Krishna consciousness is first of all, being conscious of what who we are, where we are stuck up in our mental conceptions, where we are stuck up in our perceptions, judgments, and then expand our consciousness from there so that we can see things from the broader view of Krishna also. So we can see and then in that situation we may be happy in our position. At the same time, we are able to accommodate others' viewpoint also. We are able to accommodate the broader view, broader picture of Krishna consciousness also. How Krishna is taking care of all devotees, how Krishna is engaging so many individuals in his service. So many individuals from different walks of life, how Krishna is engaging them, how Krishna is purifying them. So Krishna consciousness means, first of all, being conscious of my own position, and then seeing that how Krishna is engaging different living entities in different ways to fulfill his different desires and how that living entity is becoming purified in that process. So when one sees from that broader perspective, then one sees the broader plan of Krishna. The broader plan of Krishna is based upon love and care. And as a love and care, when we come back to this verse, Vasudev was protecting his sisters as a father, or was pleasing to his wives not to exploit them, not to control them, not to for his own sense gratification, but out of love and care. And that was really empowering. And in the same way, when we really, by the mercy of Krishna, go beyond our controlling tendency, and with humility, we just start practicing Krishna consciousness, then we can really see that how the gems are revealed in the process of Krishna consciousness, the gems. And actually, frankly speaking, the whole of the Varnashram system was spoiled because of the arrogance of Brahmanas. Brahmanas became arrogant that, we are so puffed up. We are better than these Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras. And then we are better than women, we are better than Chandalas. And when they start taking their own responsibility, and they, when they stopped taking their own responsibility and then started to exploit the whole system of Varnashram system, that's how the Varnashram system collapsed. Of course, like Prabhupada says in the first canto of Bhagavatam, that this foolish boy, Sringi, like, he cursed the Parikshit Maharaj. And that's how the Kali got the chance to enter into the world. So it was like it was the fault of that foolish, arrogant Sringi, the son of like Shamik Rishi. Because he thought that, okay, I will punish Parikshit Maharaj. And that's how things happen. And the same way, this was like 5,000 years before, and the same way if we take the even modern history, when a particular class of people like started following the rituals like without knowing the purpose behind them, like men were not qualified and then forcing women to go for sati with them when they were not qualified, then there were some revolutionary people started coming who just boycotted the sati movement in 1700, 1800. That we know this history also, like how it started happening and how when people was just simply controlling the things, doing it out of the, they were themselves not qualified, and then it was just out of the controlling tendency, then the system started upturning, and then there were one ism, then another ism, then another ism, then another ism, like that. Because naturally, because everybody is in this world to control. And if we just forget the Krishna's plan, and we just forget these things, so then it's become upside down. The whole purpose gets defeated. So these are some of the like things, like as a sadhaka, as a practitioner, what we can learn is like to, whenever we read scriptures, whenever we hear scriptures, whenever we associate with sadhus, to be a bit open-minded and to be a bit humble, and to accept whatever is the, to study it from the different angles and understand what is Krishna trying to teach me at this point of life. What is Krishna trying to show me? How can I go beyond my present, like wherever I am, position? And if with that outlook we just approach the process of Krishna consciousness, then like Krishna consciousness, like, I mean, it's like, as I said again, like it's like a gems will be revealed, the realizations will come. And so this is something regarding this verse. So Srila Prabhupada, to conclude, Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam really has a capacity to attract everybody from everyone walk of the life. And as we are individuals, so individuals have like their own like way of thinking, feeling, willing, and their own desires, ambitions, and like that. So this ISKCON is a like world, is a, we often say ISKCON is like a home, which Prabhupada made a home in which world can live. So within the realm of Srila Prabhupada's instructions and Srimad Bhagavatam and the broad plan of Krishna, there is place for everyone. There is a place for everyone, there is a mission for everyone, there is like a growth chart for everyone, internal growth and external growth. So what we can learn is that to understand where we are in our Krishna consciousness, and at the same time just be a little bit broad-minded or open-minded to accommodate like others' viewpoint also, and like that. And in that way, like being more united, being more like in a sense happy as a Krishna consciousness, bigger family of Srila Prabhupada. Like as Yadubhara Prabhu mentioned in the beginning, that the sweet relationships among the devotees and like appreciation for each other. So when we go in that direction, we can really appreciate others, and we can appreciate ourselves also, in the sense like, okay, I'm a work in progress, I'm part and parcel of Krishna who has taken the big step to come to Krishna, and we can appreciate the other living entities also who are coming under the shelter of Srila Prabhupada and this process of Krishna consciousness, and how Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, Bhagavatam is purifying everyone in this process. So these are some of the thoughts. The time is 8:25. If anyone has any questions, comments, or any discussion, microphone. You know where it is? In the cupboard it is. Yes, please. stool. In the cupboard it is. You know how it works? Prayojan crew is having. Cordless, that cordless also the volume needs to be increased.
Recompense for his misdemeanors, and he just sat down there. And he didn't have any idea of what was going to happen. He so much regretted it in his, and he sat down to fast. And what happened? They heard about this person, this amazing person, King Parachi, sitting down, just in austerity, not knowing what's going to happen, but regretting, but also wanted to make recompense. And that sincerity and that tapasya that he went through attracted all these sages. Just to see this person sitting down there, this famous person, and in such austerity, they all became to see what was happening. And at that time, when Krishna saw his amazing determination, he sent a messenger. This person is trying to make up. And what happened then? Sukadeva Goswami was sent to recite what he'd learned from his father Vasudeva. For the first time that he'd memorized at that time. And it's such an amazing thing. But not only that, all these yogis and people that came to hear or see this person doing such austerities attracted them. And so they got to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And so in the way that it attracted so many people that otherwise wouldn't have come to see or hear Bhagavatam, because they got their own motives, their own ideas of things. But then Sukadeva Goswami came and recited Srimad Bhagavatam. So all these different yogis got to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, all about Krishna, all about his devotees. Oh. It was just an amazing thing that just this sheer example of King Parikshit, such a great personality, could just do that. It attracted them. And then Sukadeva Goswami, Krishna sent Sukadeva Goswami to rescue Parikshit with the Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, so it's a wonderful thing. We know when so many people heard Srimad Bhagavatam from all walks of life. Yeah. As you're saying, yeah, it changed. They couldn't help be changed.
Yeah. Thank you. Any other question or comment? Okay. Shall we close then? श्रील प्रभुपाद की श्रीमद् भागवतम की ताई गौर प्रेमानंदे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे